From the network that brought you The Office and 30 Rock, John Lithgow stars in Trial and Error.
I did not kill my wife. Back in the day, I was known as a lady killer.
It's a murder mystery wrapped in a comedy.
Where were you the night Margaret was murdered?
I went to get gardening supplies.
Fantastic. I'm sure they have security video.
One shovel, one tarp, and let's throw in this ski mask.
Trial and Error. After the finale of This Is Us, March 14th on NBC.
The trio is now foursome and Star is just not having it. All that in this episode of Star.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
As long as I got my phone.
Hey.
I'm better.
Right, we gotta let this sink in for just a minute.
What's up, AfterBuzz?
Because you can see that we are clearly lit right now.
Yeah, we are.
Because Missy brought this to the episode, and we just had to run with it. But
shout out to Pumpkin.
I know, right. I know you guys love the episode, and we are here to talk about it. And before we begin, let me introduce everyone. First, my name is Raquel Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey, everyone, it's Ivana Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams.
I'm Jill Monroe. You can find me everywhere at Stiletto Jill.
And yeah, that's my panel. And unfortunately, you guys, we are missing our beautiful Sheldon, just like the girls in the show.
Big trouble. And now we're little trouble. Trouble minor.
I don't know. It's so sad. Yeah. It's so sad. But at the same time, we're going to see him next week. So, you know, keep it linked for Sheldon. But just to jump into it, we see the girls performing. So we're like, okay. And they're just, you know, they're always hustling. So I love that about the girls. They're just always like on point, on 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ha-il and Star, which I was kind of confused by, like that intro, because he was, you know, kind of throwing shade at her and saying that, oh, actually, Hunter didn't even really enjoy you that much. You're obviously not star quality in the
bed. That was so unnecessary. That felt like high school. Not personally, but that's just, you know what I mean? It just felt so kiddish.
He was trying to put her ego in check.
Absolutely.
You know?
And it worked because her face fell, but you
but I feel like too. I feel like Star knows that she's bomb, so it's kind of like, all right. But he's in my bed.
Yeah.
Okay, but never mind. But yeah, so then we move on, and Eva is just lying to Carlotta about Star. She has scratches on her face.
Ah, yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I did not think that she was going to take it that far, and I just feel like Eva's a little bit more crazier than we thought she was. Like, I mean, I know she's, you know, she's kind of...
She's getting comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's how we like to say it.
Eva's been comfortable, right? She watched him bury a man and was like, yeah, I just watched you bury a man, so you got to trust me, right? I told you from the get-go, shenanigans and all of that. There's going to be a lot of I told you so for me tonight, so just get ready.
And you know what? I'm here for it. Yes, everybody. Jill got us, and that's fine.
We'll get to that. We don't have to talk about that yet.
I give her props, because she was definitely right. But yes, so then we get an introduction from some random guy who says that he's a part of Atlanta's Next Fest. I always get that tongue twisted.
That was awkward to me, because you would never really see somebody like that to just drop by a rehearsal, but I was like,
for them in particular, right?
Yeah,
right. I feel the same way.
I just went with it, but I didn't believe it.
No. I did. I that definitely was like a
red flag.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was like, okay, dang, that kind of sucks. That you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he drops the bomb and says, "Well, we can't change the contest over. You have to run with it being four, because that's how Ha-il wrote them in strategically. I'm sure."
The thing that was interesting to me about that I was even thinking about is that when they first entered the contest, was Eva even around yet? Was there even thoughts of it being a quartet? You know, minor detail.
It was just a trio whenever he entered them in.
Yeah. So I know that the video that was uploaded from the protest was with, obviously, with Eva. But that was kind of confusing to me, but I rolled with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was
definitely weird. I immediately was just like, dang, this is probably good. Because I feel like now Eva's going to be like a permanent person.
She's not going anyplace.
I don't think so either. And like, it's kind of weird, because I'm like, okay, I like Eva because she does add a very, very strong element, and she does tap into a different demographic as we've talked about before. So, I mean, I don't know. Would you guys prefer her in the group or not in the group?
Probably in the group.
I don't. don't mind her being in the group. She adds something. She has a little sex appeal. Mm-hmm.
She sings in English and Spanish, and she danced like them. Like, none of them do that. So.
Because later on, I have to jump to this because I was just like, girl, I don't know if you need to throw shade. But Star said that she can't dance. And I'm like,
Yeah, she can.
Yeah. I feel like she has the best rhythm out of everybody, honestly.
I didn't say the best. I think Alex is the best at dancing.
I think
she's a little stiff to me.
She gives you a lot of sex appeal, though. She's like going for it. She's putting a lot of effort in. It doesn't just. Alex seems more smooth when she's doing hers, kind of like, you know, cool. Whereas
Eva's entertaining.
Like, she's working it out.
Yes. With her sexuality and comes with being sexual, that definitely shows.
Yes, that hits it on the head.
That confidence.
I feel the same way. I feel like Eva she's an entertainer. Like, you can tell. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder what she does outside of this.
She, in real life, is a singer. She's Dominican. And I'm sorry I'm blanking on her name right now, but shout out to her. She's a Dominican singer. And She's clearly got some dopeness to her.
And speaking of dope or things
shady.
Like that, we see, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, speaking of dope and things like that, we see Kaiden comes in, mm-hmm. and she is high as a kite.
Yeah, she is.
And And at first, I thought that I didn't think she was, like, high on anything, like, very strong. I thought she was high on, like, just weed or marijuana.
I thought she was high on coke. She looked coked out to me.
She looked really disheveled. I was trying to understand if something had happened.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, maybe something happened to her on the way over, like, and she was upset or flustered.
Right.
I didn't think she was just going to be like, child, I'm on a pill. What?
Yeah. And then, to me, it didn't look like cocaine. Because I feel like some people, like, function off of cocaine. I don't know, you know, anybody.
She looked like a functioning coke addict to me.
True.
That's why I was like,
but
oh,
she was
dang.
Like shaking, like kind of like, you know, unstable.
I thought
that was like crack cocaine where you kind of got.
Look, we're differentiating the levels.
We don't know.
Cotton was on some type of substance that had her irregular, late, and
okay.
off.
Are we just trying to break it down for everybody watching?
But she brought those costumes. She did her job.
Did.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because later on, she was starting to fall through.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, if you guys, you know, drop down in your comments what you think. What drug she was on.
Well, she was on Molly.
Right. But yeah, so we move on, and then Carlotta, we go to Carlotta and Hail back at the house, mm-hmm. and Carlotta, or Hail, brings up Cotton to Carlotta. And Carlotta says, that's none of your business. That's my child. You don't need to worry about her. But I feel like, no, I mean, I think everybody should be just a little concerned right now.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I was definitely like, okay, so we're just gonna kind of ignore that, which is, you know, becomes a twist later on.
Yeah.
If you guys ended up watching.
Yikes.
But yeah, so.
We know you did.
Okay, right. We know that you did. But then we jump into Derek and Alex, and they're discussing the trial and all the charges with the family. Mm. And they finally talk about the fact that, oh, yeah, if the video arises, then all your charges will be dropped. Yeah.
And he also points out the new, because the grandmother, Miss Ruby, correct?
Yes.
Doesn't want the lawyer that Alex's family is paid for because he was Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
She, as we know, has a problem with others entering mm-hmm. her personal space and
absolutely.
Dealing with her family. So she wanted a black lawyer, even though he was a public defender.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one. Mm-hmm. Maybe they could have worked together in some type of form or fashion.
Yeah.
I would just think that maybe someone who has access to funds. I do wonder why Moses didn't check for surveillance video, but
that was a little weird.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the first thing that I would go to, because, again, we talked about that. When
that's
that
number
episode.
One.
Okay? Because we're in 2017, and we all have access to social media.
Absolutely.
We all have video cameras. Like, every single phone has a recording type
absolutely.
Of, you know,
yeah.
whatever. So I was very shocked by that, but I also was like, well, duh, we need to get the video. Like, that's like, that's like, right, okay? But then, so we jump to Hunter and Star in his car. It's like an Escalade or whatever. It is. It's nighttime. And she's
high
always kind of, okay. But, I mean, it becomes that because then Hunter says that he doesn't want to go home because he's pretty much afraid of what his mom's going to say.
Yeah. He doesn't want to deal with his mama.
Get your house.
I mean, that is his house.
Oh, well, true. Well, I mean, and then Star kind of talks about, like, well, she has to, you know, learn her rules because she stays on her side of the house, I stay on mine. And I'm like,
he said parent them. Star said parent us both, basically.
Right.
Put your foot down. It's your house. You know, set up some rules. My girl's here, Mom, so chill in your room, your area.
Right, right.
We got this over here. I'm paying the bills.
What? Yeah. Well, and we can just move on from that. Yeah. But yeah, so, and then we jump to Eva at rehearsal with Star and them. And Star is just, obviously, she's just not having it. She doesn't like it. But they are now foursome. That is now confirmed. And Star is like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. I can't. Yeah. I don't want to deal with that. And, like, for, I mean, honestly, from my point of view, I think that, you know, not to even try to, like, get into predictions early, but that I'm just discussing it. I do feel like it's going to stay this way.
I do, too.
I feel like they're going to have to
it
just...
It should.
Ding, that's one of the things that I called early on, that the foursome was going to come back. Ding. We'll just keep track.
Right. Jill, okay, how many times Jill was right? Hashtag.
Just today.
Jill
just
was
today.
Right. No, I mean, I was wrong. Yeah.
But,
right.
I mean, to your point, she adds a good element to the group, and I think it gives it another level of tension, because Alex and Star were first. The, you know, there's a little bit of tension with them, and I guess it still comes up, but now we need somebody else for Star to bicker with. So
True. That's very valid. That's very, very valid, because Star is pretty, she's picked a fight with pretty much everyone. Well, I mean, besides Simone, but, you know, well, Simone by default, because she had to kind of clean up her mess. But at the same time, she does have an issue with everything, anything and everything. But I mean, I do feel like she is the lead, and she kind of, not that she has rights to what goes on in the group, but she does have some sort of say, because I do feel like she is the centerpiece in all of it.
She set the vision. It was her idea for a group. She brought everyone together. She said they should head down to Atlanta.
I definitely get why she's angry.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on top of that, I mean, I feel like Eva just bombarded herself in. If it would have been another, if it would have been another girl that was Hispanic or Indian or any type of cultural group or background, then I feel like if you would have said, hey, I want to join your group, this is what I can add to it, what do you think?
I still think Star would have been like, no, but I think she's more, she doesn't strike me as
an understanding person.
And that wants to expand really outside of her circle. But I think with Eva, it's just the fact that, and Star called it, she can speak English, she already knew our songs. Ha'il saying this is his niece.
I think Star is also, she's also intimidated because Eva does things that Star cannot.
Absolutely.
She does not have those qualities in her. And so, obviously, it's not hard to replace Star, and she's definitely intimidated. So
Too bad. And, like, again, she has better moves, like you said, and she speaks another language, and she's not afraid to dance and to show her sexuality.
She's got that confidence,
too. She does. She does. And I enjoy watching her, and honestly, sometimes I enjoy watching her more than the other girls.
Oh, definitely. Because she can put on a show.
Yes.
And we see that.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we go to the studio, and Ha'il is meeting with Pumpkin, a.k.a. Missy Elliott.
Hi, Missy.
Okay, girl, because we saw you do your little cameo with your song, because that's why we played it in our intro.
But Missy Elliott, legend.
Okay. That comeback, though.
Right.
After
Shout out to Katy Perry, too, for having the vision to put Missy in your Super Bowl act, you know, to take it up to a level, and that way everyone can reappreciate all the standards that she set so that she could come back out with this.
Absolutely. So. Come on, Jill.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know.
Come on.
Bring little tributes.
Bring it here on Wednesday.
Touch on our... it's not Black History Month anymore.
No longer.
But we're only a day
but
behind,
it is always,
so there you go.
It is Black always History. Black History Month. 365 days out of the year, honey. Okay? And yes. Okay? And there it goes. But yes. So then Missy, a.k.a. Pumpkin, drops some bombs on Ha'il and says, why do you think that I would want to work with you after everything that you did to Mary and to Carlotta? And I'm just thinking to myself, so everybody and their mama knows that you just dirty? Everybody knows.
He just has a bad reputation, like off Broad
Atlanta. I think so. This is his comeback. This is that's why he's so attached to them, because he knows he messed up.
Yeah.
He's on his last. So this is, you know, what can bring him back.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's very true. He's definitely trying to make it right and trying to get them to work with her. And we were like, okay, well, I was like really hoping that it would work, because I'm like, this will take them to a whole nother level.
Right. Yeah. It absolutely would. But I mean, so if you were Missy Pumpkin, would you have said, yeah, I'll work with you?
I'm the type of person where if you cross me once, I'm probably not going to work with you again, especially in those types of spaces. We don't know specifically what he did to her, but if you have such a bad rep, like, I probably wouldn't. But I would also want to hear the group, so I would at least give them the chance. And if they're hot, who knows? They obviously won her over, so...
I think in the music industry, I used to work in the music industry, and I feel like there's all types of shady characters at various places. So if you automatically cross someone out that was shady before, you could be blocking your business options.
True.
And I think that Pumpkin saw something in the girl, so that's why she was like, let me go ahead and get on board with this. I'm watching you, but I see something in them. So.
True. Because I'm kind of the same way. Like, I'm a little bit of both. I feel like if you cross me one time, I don't know what you're going to do the second time.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I don't want my name to be associated with yours when it's so tarnished.
Exactly.
So it's like, I want to look out for you because I know that you can produce great things. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so moving forward, we see Derek and Alex, you know, being cute. And then a news reporter comes in, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, please. Is he getting arrested for something else? I just don't have time. My blood pressure. Okay. My blood pressure is rising.
Yeah.
But she, you know, like any journalist would do, they want to figure out, like, what's your side of the story? How are you feeling? You know, any good journalist anyway.
It didn't feel like she was trying to get his side of the story. The way she popped up on him, it definitely seemed as if this is a hot take and let me just try and take advantage of the moment.
Absolutely.
I didn't think that she had his best interest.
And let me take advantage that he's with Roland's daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
That's what it
Shout
felt
out,
like.
I mean, playing both sides of a journalist, I don't think that someone, if she would have reached out to him, well, I mean, would she have gotten an answer? Probably not. I mean, because you saw how he was very aggressive and abrasive when she approached him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's more than likely what's going to be the reaction when a news reporter, because on top of that, you don't feel like the media is going to portray your story the correct way. So I can understand his anger, but I also understand her trying to get that story.
Yeah.
So I, you know, playing devil's advocate. I don't know if she had the best interest for him, but, you know, we never know.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, you know, can you give me some of your story? He's like, no, I don't want to hear about it. Then she flips the script on Alex and says, so is your dad going to do anything about your situation?
Derek had no idea.
Right.
He was like, what the hell? Why are you
right.
And I was like, oh,
like any
God.
Man, like any good man would do, though.
Yeah.
He was like, girl, what? Okay.
He cared.
This
he
is
cared.
My whole, you know, my whole fight is based on unfair treatment of police officers to young
Absolutely.
Black people. And this happened to you and you're not going to say anything,
yeah.
but he's in the middle of his own issues. Yeah. So she was trying to be a good girlfriend.
I definitely understand not telling him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do too.
Because what could he do?
Yeah.
I mean, really, well.
It's too much on his plate to
yeah.
have to deal with that too. So.
Yeah, it's stressful. And Alex is trying. She really has been a great girlfriend through this entire thing. She's just, you know, his biggest fan. And I just love them because, okay.
Ride or die.
Yes, okay.
Although, don't leave the house without your driver's license, car registration, and all of that.
But she loves pulling that card, though.
Yeah, I mean, do you know who my daddy is? Do you know who I am?
Yes.
Oh. So far, everybody's been like, no.
Okay.
I mean, they might know after the fact, but initially they're like, girl, what?
Right, what are you talking about?
Who are you?
Okay, nobody.
I know you.
Right, let me make you a star, actually.
Yeah. So.
But no, but I didn't like how Derek was so aggressive, though. Like, I was like, come on, dude.
When you pushed the reporter out the way?
Yeah.
And
it
seemed
out of character, and it also, for me, made me feel like this isn't going to look good with you going to trial soon. You're going
True.
To look like an aggressive man. And
Black man.
They're not going to believe your version of events, that it was somebody else. And I just happened to be there.
Yeah,
so.
We definitely know the stereotypes that would come about, but the dude was angry, and he's obviously never dealt with the press before.
True.
So to him, it's just like, get the hell out of my face. I don't even want to deal with this. So
yeah.
I definitely understand both sides.
Yeah, because it's just like, but I wish Alex would have been like, well, she was.
She
though.
Was.
She was like,
she
calm
was
down.
To,
she
yeah.
tried to
go,
yeah.
Without
to
saying too much, right.
Right, yeah. right. So we jump forward to Pumpkin in the studio with the girls, and they're all singing, they're doing their thing, and while I don't know why I'm blanking. Star, Simone, and Alex are all in the studio, you know, doing selfies and being cute.
Oh my God.
Eva comes out and says,
and it's just like that. It was so quick.
It
like,
was
that's
so quick.
All it takes.
But she knew what she. But see, she Star is
Ask,
just like
believe,
Eva.
Receive. Come Isn't on that
now.
What it says? And
she
there you
finds
go.
A loophole out of everything. Like this is going to cause Star to also be on her P's and Q's all the time.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
girl,
yes.
she will find any sort of. It takes nothing. Just be taking selfies or something. Took your spot.
And you know what though? I think that the privilege is being flipped on her.
It
as
is.
The, as
it
a white
is.
Girl, it's like, oh well, you're kind of not that interesting. You're just a white girl. Like I feel like that's really what's happening. That was
yeah.
a subliminal message in that. You
oh,
have
absolutely.
A biracial girl, a Black girl, and now you have a Latina. And so now it's like, you're not that saucy anymore. You're not that... I mean,
saucy.
You're not
Somebody
saucy.
Somebody can fill your spot.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we have English speakers. That's
yeah.
good. We're good there.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
and then at the same time, like, the genre that you're doing doesn't really relate to your group as much as it does to the Black audience. So at the same time, it's now saying, okay, Star, you might be a little expendable. So, you know, and that's unfortunate. But yeah, I did not like her little smooth Swift in there. And so Missy was like, you know what? Okay. And at first, you know, Missy, I keep saying Missy. I'm sorry, you guys. That's just, we just know her as Missy.
She's our Missy.
She is our Missy. Pumpkin comes in and she's like, you know what? I don't want to do that. I don't know. And she's like, no, I can do it better than Star.
Let me show you.
Better than I can tell you. Probably practicing the chorus at home.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. She knew. This was all planned.
Do y'all agree that she showed her up though?
Yes. I mean, yes, absolutely. Yeah,
she came through, and then she, because obviously the lyrics were written in English, so she flipped them on her own, made it planned. Fit in there, you know, planned.
Let me translate this real quick.
Okay.
And she
did it. Yeah. That was that. And I feel like, too, I mean, I do feel like she pretty much, like, her Spanish influence is just topping everything. That's really all it is. And, like, I mean, at the same time, I don't like how she's doing it, but you got to get it how you live. So,
and shout out to all you guys that are in the chat room. We see you. I was trying to see if that said anything. I couldn't read it, but I see that there are 25 people in the chat room. So, what's up, y'all?
Oh yes,
welcome. Join in. Okay.
Talk to us, because y'all love talking to us. Actually, right. But yes, but no, that you guys do. Whether it be, you can share all your opinions that you want to. Yeah, trust me, we welcome it. But yeah, so then we jump to Cotton at Jocelyn's house, and they're still doing her cover up with her belly.
Jocelyn's so pregnant.
She is so pregnant, and it's like, it's so
that
obvious.
Nose is spread, her face,
her little glow. She's so cute. I love Jocelyn.
I don't remember what Jocelyn's character's name is, so
I don't either.
Refrain, but I see that her and Cotton are bonding, which is nice.
A little absolutely. Bit. They're better.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like a lot of things are starting to kind of extinguish in this episode, just a little bit, until we get, you know, later on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Carlotta shows up and addresses her drug situation and says, you know, I need you to come home. And Cotton says, no, you know, the best thing about me not being home is I don't have to listen to anything that you have to say anymore.
When Cotton opened that door, she looked like a full-on crackhead. I was like, my God.
Mascara all smeared.
Okay.
Yes. Cute. And you know, Cotton's weaves and wigs are always on point. So if something's off with that, that means that something's off with her.
But how did you like the wig that she showed up to the door in?
Carlotta's?
Yes.
Carlotta with her little blonde, Betty Page bob thing. Work it out.
It was
that's
cute.
That's right. That's Ivana's job. She had a couple. She had blonde. She had that red longer one earlier.
But I like how they kind of add that real life element to it, because girls do like to change their hair often. So it's
definitely.
Like, we love, you except know, versatility. Okay. Well, wait, what?
So except for me, I don't like to do it a lot.
Girl, except for Ivana.
Oh God!
But what I mean, we kind of come in here with the same stuff.
Yeah, look back on the videos; you'll see there's all types of looks going on.
For sure, because I come in here with like a puff one day. Some days it'll be slick back down.
Oh, I'm
so
glasses
William
on.
Said that this is his favorite episode of the season right now. Shout out to you,
really?
Bill.
Hey.
This one's like, hey, Bill.
I love you guys.
We love you too.
Yes.
And Ryan Ninja Steel said we look beautiful. Thank you.
You guys are so sweet.
Appreciate you.
Aww.
So, back to Star.
Right.
But shout out to you. You guys just made us
we just had to take a moment.
I'm just like, oh, that's so nice.
I know. Thank you. But yeah, so we jump back. And so Derek is meeting up with the reporter, taking things under his own,
Popping up on her as she popped up on him. The element of surprise
True.
Was big this episode.
That is very, valid, because I did not think of it that way.
So
I was
many
like,
surprises.
It is a lot of surprises.
My heart.
Yeah. For my blood pressure. So, but yeah, I was a little like, oh God, Derek, please, can you just stay at home, please? Can you I don't know. Like, when I get in those situations, I just want, just sit down. Please just sit down.
Because you don't
want
to see anything go wrong or being taken out of context.
Exactly. And I don't want her to be like, oh God. And she looked frazzled when he popped up on her.
Yeah, she did.
She was like, okay.
He's about to try and get with me.
Okay. Get out. Right. Shout out to Jordan Peele. Get out.
Clutch his bag.
Right. Okay.
Oh God.
Yes. But sure. No, and she, you know, he pretty much does a little news drop and says, well, the actual story is that cop has had a lot of issues in the black community, and you really should be focusing on him, because I'm just a victim in it, really. Mm-hmm. He has a long history of this.
Yeah. I was so proud of him, because that would really help out, like, the whole story, everything. I was so proud of him. Like, do your research.
Yeah. Okay. He was like, look, I'm fighting.
Yeah.
I'm fighting with my fist all the way. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so then we jump to the girls at rehearsal, and Star is, clearly trying to mess Eva up. And it's very, very evident. And I don't understand how she, like, one, Hael sat her down to the side and then was like, okay, girls, get information. And then they start performing and everything's fine. And then they add her back. And it's like, it's very obvious that you're trying to sabotage her.
It was annoying.
It was annoying. It was very childish, like in high school.
I mean, but that's Star's personality.
Yeah. True. You know, no, true. I get it. I'm just
she's
saying
the girl that's going to bump you annoying. In the hallway. Yeah. She's the girl that's going to, I mean.
Bully. She's a bully. Yeah, she's a bully. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's what that's called. Star. So, you know, bully star. Yeah. Star the bully. But yeah, so, and then she, that's when she does her little, well, you can't, because you can't even do these steps. A five-year-old could do these steps, and you can't even dance. And I was like, girl, I don't know.
Yeah, she can.
Better than
maybe
you.
Maybe not drop that one, Star. Maybe start with something else. Maybe yeah. Go back to the whole thing about Hael being your uncle, but not. Okay. That's a good one. Stick with that one.
Right. First of all, I'm just like, when did that become a thing? Like, in
I don't
real
know
life?
Either.
Like, I'm like, when did that, the whole uncle or
he,
uncle
when he introduced
niece.
Her, that's what he said. He said it was his niece, whatever episode that was that she turned up, so.
Well, that's so
our
weird.
Bad.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so we jump to Atlanta's Next Best Fest.
Yeah. Atlanta Next Fest.
Atlanta's Next Fest. A-N-F. Okay. And we get a cameo by Ricky Smiley. And so, because we love our cameos, right? Well, you know, hey, we're not going to touch that. But yeah, he's the MC of the show. And Eva's outfit breaks and Cotton is not there. We don't know where she is, but she's the person that is the go-to for their outfits and anything.
Can't trust a drug addict, man.
Okay. But, Nolan. I mean, and that's when Simone, right, and Simone says, she has been flaking more and more and more.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
And that's what I was, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but Star comes to the rescue. And I feel like this is about to be a mending moment for them because she doesn't want to help Eva. But she says, look, if I don't perform, you don't perform.
So what's it going to be?
You gonna help me, help me.
You better get
help
that.
Help me, help us.
Okay, yeah. You better get that needle and pin and sew this up, okay?
I think they'll grow closer. What do y'all think?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, obviously, Star starts off rough with everybody. She obviously has trust issues, like you said, a bit of insecurity for various reasons. So I think that they can, I think that they might have developed a relationship, had Simone.
Of some sort, yeah. So the group that goes up before them is named Glamour, and they are, you know, killing it. And Simone kind
you've
of
seen them before, right?
Right
at the hair show.
Mm-hmm. And so right, so they're already enemies. So Glamour comes back, and I don't know if I missed it or not, but someone threw something. She's like, you look thirsty.
She was water, like, are you thirsty? And then she threw some water on Star.
I really, honestly, that really tears
that
me
was
apart.
Ugly.
That was
okay.
Too much.
That was I would ugly. I didn't want to say it because I felt the same. I was like, why are women doing this? Like, I feel like that portrayal of just that cattiness, like I get it. That's
it was
fine.
Very unnecessary because they were just standing there. Like, you can easily just walk past each other.
But they probably was like, let me mess up your office even more because they already, you know, whatever. But I mean, don't. That's terrible. But at the same time, so then what I love, though, is that Simone brings them all together in prayer. And, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you know,
Simone is the gospel light.
Okay. Yeah. She really is. She ties it back all together. But then she, you know, dropped that curse word. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you know, you can't change everything overnight.
Right.
Baby steps.
Yes. And so the girls.
And when they did the prayer, like, to mom or whatever, like, a mom, this is for you. I was like, oh, my Lord, my heart.
I still feel like Star's a little unsettled by it, though. I don't think.
About
still,
praying?
Well, in regards to her mom. I don't think that she's really still that comfortable yet, which is. I guess I feel like Star knows something that no one else knows. Like, I just keep getting that vibe. Like, I don't
think Star is still angry, though, that,
true.
You know, their mom died of a drug overdose. And
well,
she
does
like
know
she
because,
abandoned them.
Yeah, and also Star remembers more than Simone does is, like, seeing her more as a drug addict. Because Simone, like, she was always, like, mama's baby. So she definitely has a different view of Mary than Star does. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So then the girls go up. And did you guys see the tension? Because I saw the tension. It wasn't weird to anybody
else.
Between
the
else.
Four of them?
Yeah.
Initially.
Yeah, because, like, so well, Eva had set her hand on Simone. And Simone was, like, just brushed her off. And I'm like, you better have your sister's back, okay? Oh. I'm here for that. I mean, my sister at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's just my sister. Like, my sister is my sister no matter what. Sorry. At the end of the day. Oh. But, yeah, so we're down to the wire. And they're starting to call every single group. But they're not calling them yet. But they end up being called. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like always kind of happens.
I was like, duh.
Them. Right. Okay. Because episode ends.
I think it would have been, I think it would have been more intense had they been down to Glamour versus Big Trouble. Then I'd be like, oh my God, which one?
Which one's going to make it?
Yeah, and then if Glamour didn't make it or something and Big Trouble won over them.
But then would have kind of put too much of a spotlight on Glamour? Because I feel like then we kind of have to add them as like a group.
No, I not think necessarily. That
it's going to come down to Glamour and Big Trouble anyway in the final. So
true. Yeah, that's very true.
This is just the preliminary.
Oh, really quickly. So were you a fan of their costumes?
I love their costumes. I liked the very the 90s-esque like TLC. I like overalls though. So I'm very. Yeah. I just love like mom jeans.
Yeah,
and
probably like a like trucker Dickies outfit. Like what did you think? Yeah. Did you like?
It was like I mean they were coveralls. You know, I feel the same way. That's kind of like a 90s vibe. TLC oversized thing. I didn't understand the whole big deal though about Ava's top, the gold top, because you couldn't really see it. She had on a black bra, so really they could have gone on without that. She could have just buttoned an extra button, but you know,
there's drama, make it dramatic
tension. We need it.
I liked the performance. That's one of my favorite performances of
theirs. Yes, I agree. Yeah. Retweet that. But yes, so and all the boos come to congratulate them, and Simone's left alone like it's Valentine's Day all over.
She's like,
again.
No, it's fine. I'll be okay. I was like,
but
oh,
I mean, she's
no.
the baby though.
I know, but it still touched me because she. I mean, not even a friend to leave with is what I'm saying. Like, I'm
right.
Like,
oh well, God. Cotton would have, you know.
Can't trust a drug addict, man.
Okay. I get crack is whack. But yeah, so, and then, so, but thankfully, Simone did leave by herself because then she caught Ha'il and Eva smooching.
God.
And then she overhears Eva say, oh my God, I can't believe that you know, hired that guy to make it seem like we need a foursome.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it was so sexy, and I just can't believe that. Oh my God.
I was like, oh, shut up.
You played them perfectly.
Oh my God. Like, I'm here forever. Okay.
Me and
no
you.
No sign of an accent once again.
Okay. Right. And Star said, she's like, she speaks English better than me.
Which wasn't a lie.
Okay. I'm sorry. Now I'm starting to like Star.
I missed that.
She was like, better than me. I was like,
Star will come with the little one-liner. She'll drop it on you and just walk away.
So I appreciate that when I was writing.
Exactly.
That's hilarious.
And then she said, remember she did another shade when she was like, oh, I just lied, you know, right again. When she was like, oh, I hate being right. And she just, she's so like sneak shady. And it's just, it's so funny. Right. She's so hilarious.
Shade.
But yes, I was shocked though. And I think we all were kind of reacted in like a shocking, like, oh my God, I can't believe that.
Oh, no way.
Right. Yeah. Like she just literally, they've been just lying together. Mm-hmm. Just a big old fat lie. Just
scheme, plot. I guess I am.
Scheme. I know when she says that.
Yeah. Right.
Scheme, plot.
That's okay. The only way he could get Eva back in the group and check Star so that she wouldn't try and do a power play. And
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
Great.
Well, and then so then we jump into Hunter bought Star a home.
Right?
Can we believe?
Or did he?
You know, well, what was interesting to me, like, I was wondering, how come he just didn't get her a little apartment for her and the girls to hole up in, since they're staying at Miss Carlotta's anyway? I mean, I don't know. He bought her a whole house. But, like we talked about, those are abuser traits, because he's isolating her.
Mm-hmm. And gifting her.
Gifting her.
Things.
So that she is indebted to him. I mean,
exactly.
She needs to, what she should do is just rent that mug out and still stay with Carlotta. That's what I would do. And give me a little coin on the side.
Airbnb.
Okay. No, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm dropping jewels tonight. For real, Airbnb that she needs to. She's a hustler. Yeah. That would be cute. That
she
would be super, super cute.
But knowing her, I mean, she was breaking down. She's like, I've never had anything like this before. She's gonna stay in that house.
Oh, she's gonna stay in that house. She's gonna stay with
all the
Hunter.
Time. They're gonna be rehearsing in that house. She's gonna be in that house.
Yes.
Yeah. But then she says, and she shares like a very emotional moment. She's like, I can't believe, you know, no one's ever been this nice to me. I've never had someone just stick around with my entire, you know, through my baggage. Yep. And it's so sad because, again, an abuser trait is to seek out people who already have a damaged life.
Mm.
And I was just like, and it sucks because his mom, you know, has already said, like, you know, you're stupid if you stay with someone like this, because clearly she probably knows something about him already. Mm. So it's like, you know.
He's seen his dad do it. He's on those PEDs.
Yeah.
Those are good reasons.
Yeah. And definitely he's going to use it against her. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Simone runs and tells Star about what she overheard with Ha'il and Eva. And then we go into Alex and Derek having a conversation again about the trial. So we have to jump from that to that because it was very, very quick in the episode. So Alex and Derek are having, you know, a moment and they're just discussing everything. And he, you know, tells her, I met with the reporter and, like, I dropped that, you know, that message to her. And, you know, everything's great. And then
he gets T-boned.
Wait, one other thing that we forgot during that is he also mentions that he hasn't heard back from his lawyer about the footage, which I thought was significant because the lawyer brought it up and was so intent on that.
Like, he needs to be quick on that.
So for him not to have any traction, I feel like that's going to be a plot later, besides the fact that they got T-boned by a vehicle. Which,
a random one.
Which is like, is that a setup? Because remember, the reporter said, you're going to be a target. So we don't know if they're watching him, following him, any of that. But that wasn't a random car accident, I don't feel.
I don't feel like it was either. Because I was like, no, this is just too convenient. And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's hurt, who's alive, who's not. So we are praying. We are praying, praying for this these fictional characters. But nonetheless, so then Ha-il brings Cotton back home because I believe she was picking up another trick. I think so. Or she had been with another trick.
And she missed the show.
So. Yes, she missed the show. And she is trying to make a move on Ha-il. And Ha-il's like, no, I believe that you're a beautiful woman. I respect everything that you are. And
were y'all surprised that he turned her down?
No.
Okay.
Because here's why.
I didn't know what was honestly that whole scene was like, what am I watching right now?
This is why. One, we know that I figured he knew that she once was, you know, a boy. So that might not have been his thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That might have been too much for him too. He used to date her mom. So
yeah, that's what I thought was gonna be the pullback. Like,
but she might not have known that. So
right.
And then
she didn't.
To whatever she was on at the moment might have been clouding her judgment. So
true.
I wasn't surprised that she was kind of coming on to them because he's rescuing her, Prince Charming. She's feeling down on herself because Elliot's gone. And
I was hoping that he would continue to turn her down because he's trying to make it right with a lot of people. Don't want to mess this up, dude.
Absolutely. Then Carlotta comes out and says, get away from her. And we find out, drum roll.
What I've said along.
In the case of Ha-il, you are the father.
Whoop.
She said, that's your son. I was like, ah, triggered all over again.
Right.
She had said, that's your daughter. But, I mean,
it's your kid.
It's your child. That's your child.
It's a kid.
But I knew that because just from the timing, think about it. When Mary went to jail, how Carlotta, whatever they said, that Carlotta broke up the group. So obviously, Carlotta caused the problems because she wanted to rob the store. We know she wanted to rob the store to get an abortion. And we don't know how soon after the fact of seeing Ha-il and Mary in the studio when he was pushing up.
It was
awesome.
Very quick.
Come on, Jill, for that wrap up.
I was like, okay, coin.
The way Cotton just like walked off, she was like, no.
Because her whole world, we don't know how long she's been exposed to Ha-il. If she just met him when he came back around because of the group, or if he's someone that's popped in and out of their lives vaguely at various points. We don't know if he was around with Mary.
I feel like he was in and out.
That's what I think.
True. Just kind of like how he is now. He really isn't there. He just, he does what he needs to do because I think it's just out of respect for Carlotta.
Yeah, he pops up for business things.
Absolutely. And I mean, and you guys were right. Jill obviously was number one right. Because I definitely did not. I was like,
I just knew it. That was my gut because he was the breakup of the group because he was the cause of so much friction. And we have no idea where Arnold came from. I was like, he's the daddy. And he was.
Yeah. And he was. Yes. And she is.
And there's a lot of emotions going on right now.
Absolutely. So, I mean, with all of that, so what are our predictions?
Oh, no, I have so many. What are they saying? Are they saying anything?
Yeah. We're going to...
Oh, hold on.
Jill was right. They gave me a hashtag. I feel it was stupid for Eva to talk to Jael when she didn't know who was around. Well, we know Eva is scheme, plot. She's crafty, but she may not be bright.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Bill, I can't with
you. Even all of us. Okay, predictions. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So my predictions are, did we forget about Otis? Is Otis and that issue going to come back up? Because we know there's a lot of police issues.
Yeah.
We're going to see how the accident might be connected to the trial and what's happening with Alex and her situation. So those are things that I think that we're going to address in the next week. And we know Alex has to be okay because Atlanta Fest is going to come back up really soon. So I think that we're going to see a lot of resolution to some of the storylines from the season really quickly because we only have two more episodes left. And I'm trying to figure out what the cliffhanger that we're going to be left with is going to be for season two.
True, right? True,
because
true.
Something crazy is going to happen. And I think Big Boy's coming back, so I don't know how that might be in the mix of him maybe splitting the group and their loyalty. So,
Absolutely. Yeah, I think with Big Boy, this is going to take them to another level because, you know, Pumpkin and then Big Boy. So, like, it's so much. We did already see, though, in the previews, Hunter and Star have another, like, domestic violence issue. It's getting nasty. So, I think... this episode, I think some people, I'm sure the audience was like, oh, it's so cute with them. But I was like, this is going to get bad again.
Yeah.
Like, we already know the steps that abusers take. So, there's just... I didn't like it. Derek, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with him.
Is Derek going to die?
I don't think he'll die. I think Derek's going to be okay. And obviously, Alex is okay. What about you?
I think that Derek is alive. I think that Eva is now a permanent factor in this group. I do not think that she is going anywhere. And I do think that that adds an extra story because we're gonna obviously, you know, evolve her story a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I think that actually is pretty much my prediction. Yep. Because I don't think Derek's. I hope not. That would just be
Derek ain't dead.
Right. I'm done. But thank you guys so much for watching. And stay tuned next week because we have a very special guest. We won't tell you exactly. Exactly who, but we have
someone from the cast.
Okay, yeah. Coming to sit up with us. Yes.
Yeah.
But yes, thank you guys so much for watching. Again, my name is Raquel Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And again, I'm Ivana Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams. Chat with me anytime.
I'm Jill Monroe. You can find me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. Make sure you hit me up, and we can talk Star and anything else, maybe. Maybe.
Again, thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.